It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about Rob Thomson. So, man, I do think his job is on the line. I said that yesterday. I'm sure more people feel that today than felt it yesterday when I first said it yesterday. I tend to think his job is not on the line this season, in the season. Although for some organizations it would be. Let's remember the Phillies in 1983 fired their manager. In I believe the second half of the year, I think it was around July.
Yeah, that's rare. The second half, unless it's like the White Sox and they're just like finishing it out. Yeah.
The rarest of rare was the Devils one time, and I think it was 2000. Lou Lamoriello, who's one of the all-time executives, he fired, who by the way, like hired Rick Pitino at Providence 86 or something. He was like the athletic director.
Lou Lamoriello did?
Yeah, it was something. I read a Pitino book and like Lamoriello, I don't know, whatever. But Lamoriello, a great hockey executive, before the playoffs, thought, I got a great team. I don't like the mojo. My coach, out. I think it was Larry Robinson in, and they won the Stanley Cup. James, didn't the Brewers a couple years ago, right before the playoffs, fire their manager? 10 games to go in a playoff.
I don't remember
Someone looked that up. I think that happened about 5 to 10 years ago. But anyway, now, am I calling for Rob Thomson to be dismissed right now? Absolutely not. Is my mind open?
You're right, Joe. Ned Yost in 2017 fired during a playoff run.
12 games left in the season.
How about that? That is, I didn't remember that. Yeah. That is really weird.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm not calling for that today with Rob Thomson. What I'm telling you is, this team has too much talent.
Oh, it was actually 08. I'm sorry. It was actually in 08.
Yeah. This team has too much talent to be playing like this. And he's got to do something. Look, we love Rob Thomson, the guy. We really love Rob Thomson, the guy. We appreciate what he's brought to the Phillies. I mean, they've won in a lot bigger clip in the last 2.5 years. And obviously they had in any time since Charlie in 2011, 10, 9, 8, 7 going backwards. But this is unacceptable right now. Let's listen to Rob Thomson after the game. We're going to give you, maybe this is about a third of his press conference. The most poignant back and forth questions that were interesting. This is about a minute and a half. Listen to Rob Thomson after the game last night, then we'll react.
It's been a pretty prolonged stretch now. What makes you think things are going to get back on track?
Well, just because we've been through this before, maybe not this prolonged, but you look at the numbers on the back of their baseball cards. I always bring that up. I believe in this team. They're resilient. They're tough. They care. I know we're going to turn around.
I've been reluctant to make changes. Do you feel like you've reached a point where you have to shake something up?
I'm getting close. I am. But we'll see tomorrow.
Does Marsh have to make more contact for you to keep putting him in your lineup right now?
He needs to make more contact for sure.
You haven't really been much of a team meeting kind of guy since you've been here. I mean, is there anything you need to do on that end? Gather them together, talk to them?
Yeah, I'll think about it. But, I mean, I think about it all the time, Is it time to do it? It depends on a lot of things. It depends on the attitude and where I think the guys' minds are at. And I think, overall, they're very solid right now. They're frustrated. Because they know that we're better than that, and our fans know that we're better than that, and we have very knowledgeable fans, and they let you know when you're not playing well, and hey, it is what it is. That's the game.
All right, John.
They need to have a players only situation. They need to draw together. Maybe it's Bryce. Maybe it's Schwarber. Maybe it's JT.
Now, why do you go players only? I'm curious. You go there instead of
because it stabilizes. It just stabilizes things. That's where these are the guys who play. These are the guys who matter. It's guys. This is cutting time, basically. Like, it's put up or shut up, and we've got to draw together and be better. Let's just get it all off our chests. You know, like, open forum, but no coaches, and they're not going to hear what we're talking about because this is about us, the guys who play. Let's figure it out. And don't leave that room until you've figured out how to take the field with a new approach, with a new outlook, with a new attitude. That needs done now.
Yeah, so let me say this on that. I don't know what's better, player only or coach yelling at the players. I really don't.
Well, I think you can have both, certainly.
Well, maybe it should be both.
It's different for different situations.
One meeting
too.
At 1 o'clock, yeah. A second meeting at 2 yeah. o'clock. I yes. don't know. Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, Rob first, then they're like, hey, can you believe Rob yelled at us like that, guys? Yeah. Let's talk.
Right. All right. So maybe that. I do think I want to be clear in defense of Rob Thompson on this point. I think the players are far more culpable for what's going on than Rob Thompson. I think it would be really unfair. I think it would be really unfair to place Rob Thompson at the top of the leaderboard for who's at fault, okay? Because at the end of the day, the players are the ones that pitch, and the players are the ones that hit, and the players are the ones that have to hustle and show intensity or not, okay? So I blame them more. But I also feel like Rob Thompson, it's gone on. Like last night, obviously, it's pretty clear there has not been a team meeting because the way he answered that question, I think we can surmise.
Well, and also remember Trey Turner, like last week, said we don't like we don't need that. That's for teams that don't show effort or whatever.
And to me, this is too long a slide
to not
have already done it.
It's got to be addressed. I mean, they can't. And you're right. The players are going to get him fired.
They might.
I mean, that's what's happening here.
Listen, it happens sometimes, and it is look, again, a 2-0 hole, not unacceptable. I mean, it's not unacceptable. It happens sometimes in baseball. It happened to happen last night.
It's not insurmountable.
It's not insurmountable. But matter of fact, I want to play some audio here for a moment. Let's play the first James Phillies. Do we call these highlights or lowlights? This would be when the other team, the Marlins, last night. So they scored 2 runs in the first. But then they're up. I think this is the 3rd inning. This makes it 3-0. Now, first, I want you to listen to how dead Scott Fransky sounds. Because he has to call this track. I mean, I'm not ripping Fransky. He's a phenomenal announcer. But, I mean, in the first inning, I wanted to turn the TV off. I didn't, but I wanted to. So listen to Fransky's voice. Listen to the crowd. Listen to when the crowd realizes, all right, it's boo time. Like, just listen to the vibe. 3rd inning last night. A game that certainly was not and should not be insurmountable 2-0 or 3-0, but felt that way because we all know the way the Phillies looked.
The pitch, swing and a high fly ball left field. It's deep. Marsh is back, and he is out of room. And Jake Berger has hit another one.
Wow.
Soto home run to left. And it's his 23rd of the year. And the Marlins take a 3-0 lead.
I mean, just down. Everything's down. The boos. I mean, we got a team 19 games above 500. At that moment, 20 games above 500. At that moment, 7 games in front of the division with the Braves. Now 6, but at that moment, 7. You know, this should not be a situation where they just lay down and die like dogs. Last night, they were the Eagles against Tampa Bay in the playoffs. Now, the game wasn't as important, okay? But their effort, their intensity, their focus, their want, their will was equal, 0, okay, 0, same that the Eagles put out there versus the Bucs. By the way, we're also talking today a little bit about what to do about it. Let me give you a quick analogy, because there's some stuff you really can't change, and there's some stuff you can't. The Eagles should have benched James Bradberry before the playoff game, okay, they should have. Obviously, with like 37 different cornerbacks this year that supposedly can be starters, obviously, one of them, or two of them, or five of them, would have been better than James Bradberry in that playoff game last year. So Nick Sirianni should have recognized that before the playoff game. He chose not to or didn't, and so Bradberry, and they would have lost anyway, but Bradberry put together probably the worst playoff game we've ever seen an Eagles player have. All right, Phillies. I'm not saying it's easy to figure out what to change, because most of these guys got to keep playing. Now, if you want to say, here's an idea, Stubbs, you're out. Marchand, you're back. I'm playing you twice a week. Give me what you got. You're better than Stubbs.
Marchand might be better than JT now.
Yeah, right. I don't want to hear about clubhouse culture. I don't want to hear about vibes. That's an idea.
Best player wins.
That's an idea. I still need someone to answer me. If you're going to move Trey out of 2, who bats there? I'm not saying I know for sure what the answer should be. I mean, what is, John? What,
again, there's no one else. 5 through 9 is a black hole right now.
So if you were to move Trey down,
a Sosa. Honestly, I'm not kidding. Man. I know it's crazy, but like,
what about
who would you rather have hit two? Seriously, right now, like, would you want Bryson Stott in the 2-0? Like, absolutely not. Like,
how about moving JT? I mean, JT stinks. We could put JT at first.
Bet JT eighth.
Just try everything.
What about Alec Bohm?
Try everything.
You need him in the 4-hole. Like, you have to. Bohm's one of the few guys who's hitting.
You don't have to anything.
You don't, but if you put him in the 2-0, then who's batting 4? Like Castellanos? Yeah.
I want to also get to how it ended last night. So just listen for a moment. Again, listen to the crowd. Listen. This is the NBC Sports version. Tom McCarthy on the call. Listen to the end of the game.
Backhanded at second base. One hop throw, and it's in time to get Stott. Otto Lopez with a heck of a play. And the Phillies, with not much action tonight, lose it by a final score of 5-0. They were shut out for the fourth time this season. And this is not the way they anticipated beginning this homestand.
It's ridiculous. I mean, again, I can accept my team losing. I can't accept my team not showing up. I can't. I can't accept this much losing with this much talent. It's unacceptable. I mean, I would guys. This is like they're playing like the freaking Sixers when they were tanking.
Well,
this is
and that's why I just expect it will end soon.
Well,
we've been saying that for too long.
And
John,
we expected that with the Eagles.
And it has stretched.
I agree, James. It's now terrifying. It is stretched to where it's like, holy cow. It has gone past where it feels like it's just automatic, where they can press a button, flip a switch.
It's ridiculous.
I'm worried that we can't get back to being passable. You know, this team, we are playing nowhere close.
Look, here's the best news. The best news the Phillies have going for them. They're still totally going to make the playoffs. Guys,
and it's August 14th is the other best news.
They are 10 games up on a playoff spot. They could lose the division, but they're 10 games up on a playoff spot with 43 games to go. I don't think they're going to lose that, okay? But this is horrible. One more piece of audio.
You win the playoffs, great, and then what happens?
One more piece of audio, and then right back to the phones. Larry Anderson, right after the game. So Fransky and him wrap up the game. But now it's how you're feeling right after the...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game. Here's Larry Anderson last night on WIP.
They got to bust it all the time. When they're not doing it, they got to have somebody on that staff, somebody on that roster that's going to say something to somebody as a player, not as a manager, not as a coach. Do it as a player. It should happen.
It should. That's exactly right. Phone calls. Let's roll. 215-592-9494. Again, two really different things. One, how you feel. Get it off your chest. Two, what would you do about it? Who you benching, who you cutting, who you moving in the lineup, what are you doing? Scott and King of Prussia. Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
All right. Just a reminder, it's August 14th.
Mm-hmm.
We are 6 games up, and we have 40 to go before I get started here.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we got pantsed by a AAA pitcher who throws 85 miles per hour. Okay? That's about as bad as it gets. The thing that one of the game notes that I wrote out was Turner didn't run out another ball. On this program, Ruben Amaro told us that would not happen again. He told us that it was addressed and that he wouldn't say who addressed it or how, but it was addressed and it wouldn't happen. Well, it did. It happened again. His ass needs to go to the bench, okay? Messages need to be sent by a manager to shake things up when these types of things happen. Now, what to do? What to do to shake this up? You need to fix what you can, and that's pitching and defense, okay? Your top guys need to come through. You obviously can't replace the Harpers and those guys. They have to stay hitting. But what you can do is you can improve your defense. You can shore up the middle by putting Sosa back to shortstop, Stott back to second. You're now shoring up the middle of the defense for the pitching.
And, Hunter, just Turner where? I'm just trying to follow.
Okay, follow me. Turner moves to second base. Okay, and that is not something – listen.
So you're platooning Turner and Stott is what you're saying.
Yeah, I am for right now until we get things going. I'm leaving Sosa at shortstop until he shows me that he can't do it. You have to shore up that defense. I'm putting Rojas in, and I'm going to live with him in center field for a little while because my pitchers need better defense up the middle. That's where we're – as soon as Turner went back to shortstop, the pitching went to hell.
Okay? We haven't talked enough about how bad – I mean, we've talked about the offensive slumps for Turner. I mean, again, last night, he's a disaster at shortstop. Yep. He is a bad shortstop.
I tried to mention to everybody that when we signed Turner – his shortstop days were over. It's why the Dodgers didn't re-sign him, okay? The move is to put Sosa at short, shore up the middle. These are the things you got to do. Now, as a manager, here's another thing to consider. You can do a full shakeup. It's like throwing cold water on these guys. And when I say a full shakeup, I'm talking about something radical. Just for a couple of games, just as a shakeup. What you do is you make a lineup that is completely different than anything you haven't seen. And what I mean by that is this. I'm going to lead off Harper. Okay? It works for Ohtani. It can absolutely work here. We haven't seen it. Let him lead off. See what happens with it. You need to shake the
I don't think
up.
It's the craziest idea, Scott.
No, I don't either.
I really don't either.
Schwarber's not the problem, but like if you're going to shake it up, it makes sense. Like if you're,
that's right.
You know?
And then Harper gets the most at-bats on the team, which
is
one positive because he's the best player on the team.
Fix the defense, shore up the defense, the middle infield and center field. Your pitchers will improve. I'm telling you that your pitchers will improve. They're throwing 10 more pitches per inning because of the defense.
Well, it's not per inning, but it might be per game. Scott, give me an answer. Give me a bummer that's a non-tragic bummer. Phils aren't a tragedy,
all right.
But it's annoying the hell out of us.
This one is tragic. Imagine if you were the bidet assigned to Joe DeCamera's home bathroom.
We said no tragic.
Let me tell you something, Scott. Yesterday, back from the cruise.
Oh, God. Don't stop.
With Tickle Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Love Tickle Tuesday.
By the way, Ruben was not talking about that would never happen again. He was referencing... JT not being used to pinch hit.
Well, that's certainly what he was saying yesterday. I don't know if he was talking about something last week.
He might have, but yeah, I just want
to Scott's point, I agree with him. Turner didn't run the one out on the West Coast. Again, I would bench these guys. Yeah. Like, I'm at that point now where in that situation, like, you know, I'm okay with not running every ball out. Like, if it's a sharp ground or a second, the guy has it, like, I don't need you busting it down. But there are situations where you have to bust it down, and when you don't do it in these situations, when you're struggling, you need every base you can get, like, I do think the manager has to do something.
And I'm going to put some of this back on Bryce because, you know, the reality is I understand the concept of picking your spots at times, but a couple weeks ago when he picked his spot with two outs in the ninth inning and didn't run a first base, that's a bad tone setter, man. Two outs in the ninth, you hit a ball to whatever, first or second, whatever the hell that ball went to, and you don't bust it. Like, that don't work for me, man.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.